the live Wi-Fi.
Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز الكريم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. وقال أيضا: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال أيضا: وإن تطيعوا أكثر ما في الأرض يضلوك عن سبيل الله. وقال أيضا: وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين. الحمد لله. All praises are due to Allah. We ask Allah for His forgiveness, and we seek refuge from the evils of our selves and the mischiefs of our deeds from Allah. I do testify that there is none to be worshipped except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his messenger. Whomsoever Allah guides, none misguides. And whomsoever Allah misguides, none guides. We thank Allah for having made us come here since last Friday. It's a ni'mah, alhamdulillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that between the two Jum'ah, whatever we do between the two Jum'ah, if we avoid the big sins, Allah forgives us. Whatever we do between the two, we ask Allah to forgive us what we did between those the two Jum'ah, last Jum'ah and this Jum'ah. Last Jum'ah, bi-idhnillah, we looked at the path of Prophet Isa, the said path of Prophet Isa, which wasn't so. He wasn't born, in fact, he wasn't born on that day. And he wasn't born as a son of God, because he is not a son of God. He is a messenger and a prophet of Allah, but not a son of Allah, as the Christians or the Kafirs say. And as the Jews say that Huzayr is a son of Allah, and it's not true that Huzayr is a son of Allah. Huzayr was also a messenger of Allah. And as the pagan Arabs say that Allah has daughters, the angels, that they are daughters of Allah, which is not true. Allah has no daughters. He has nothing. He has whatever is in the earth, as he told us, and the heavens, they are all his slaves. They are all slaves of Allah. No, they are not, neither sons nor daughters of him. Today, inshallah, we want to see there are some questions which are being asked regarding the day of Christmas, regarding the Sayyid day when Prophet Isa was born. Some people do ask, is it permissible? For we saw that last time, but because of time was against us, we didn't finish up. Is it permissible for we Muslims to take part in the celebrations of the non-Muslims on these holidays? One. Second, my parents are not Muslims. Am I allowed, if I'm invited, to take or to go and participate in the celebrations with them? Read. On Eid day or on our Eids, we do give our non-Muslim friends gifts. We share with them food. Is it permissible if at all one of them gives me gifts or sends me food to accept it? Bismillah, we are going to try to look at those three questions and we see what Allah has for us. We ask Allah to make us understand what we're going to study today. Bismillah. All these questions were asked before, and many scholars had their views. But bismillah, we are going to quote some of them and the ayahs of, on addition to the ayahs of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first question, it is not permissible, the answer is, it is not permissible for a Muslim male or a Muslim female to take part in the celebrations of the holidays of the non-Muslims, the religious holidays of the non-Muslims, the religious related holidays. It's not permissible for Muslim males or females to take part in them. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we should do is to abandon them. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabaha biqawmi fahuwa minhu." Whoever imitates a group of people, he is from them. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to warn us against imitating the non-Muslims or the kuffar and adorning their mannerism. is upon every believing male or female to be aware of this, or even assisting in any way or in any manner regarding these holidays. As Allah said, وَلَا وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Help one another in al-birri wa taqwa, in righteousness and piety and virtue. But do not help one another in sins and transgression. By taking part in these celebrations, it's a type of like you supporting sin and transgression. It's not for we believing people, believing Muslim, male and female, to do such. What we should do is to abide by the rules of Allah, by the commands of Allah, what Allah says, what we're supposed to follow. Even if most of the people do what is against our deen, even if most of the people do it, we are not supposed to do it. As Allah said in the Quran, as I was talking to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa in tuti'u akthara ma fil ardi yudilluka an sabilillah. O Muhammad, and if you were to obey most of those on earth, they will lead you, they will mislead you away from the path of Allah. If you were to obey, wa in tuti'u akthara ma fil ardi yudilluka an sabilillah. And if you were to obey most of those on earth, because men are doing, and we are going to do because men are doing, then they are going to mislead you away from the path of Allah. It doesn't matter. Even if the one who is on truth is one, we are supposed to follow that one. As Allah said in the Quran, Inna Ibrahim kana umma. Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, was one person, but Allah called him umma because of his taqwa. Everybody was against him, but he stood firm because he knew his Lord. He stood firm to the commands of Allah and followed Allah, and Allah saved him in many situations. So it doesn't matter how many people are following the falsehood, we are supposed to follow the truth, however much people do like falsehood. Allah goes on and says, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And all people, all mankind will not believe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All mankind will not believe even if you desire it eagerly. You want too much all of them to believe, but they will not do so. That is Allah. So we should stay firm on the commands of Allah. What Allah says is what we're supposed to follow. What the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying is what we're supposed to follow. So it's not according to those sayings and the verse of the Quran and hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not permissible for we Muslims to take part in the celebrations of the non-Muslims, however much we do like. That is Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because these celebrations are opposing or against the rulings or legislations of Allah, that's why they are haram and we are not supposed to take part. How are they opposing the rules of Allah? Because they say that Allah gave birth, and it's not for Allah to give birth. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He has never begotten anyone, and he was not begotten. He's not a son of someone, and he has never given birth to someone. He is Allah the Almighty. What we Muslims are supposed to do is to follow the book of Allah and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever comes and it's coinciding with the rules, the commands of Allah, what is in the book of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we do follow. Or what it coincides, one of the two. we Muslims do follow. But if something comes and is opposing both of those two or one of those two, we reject it. We ask Allah to give us tawfiq. I have my parents. They are not Muslims. Am I supposed to go? And they invited me. What am I supposed to go? Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الناس, O you people, تقوا ربكم. Be dutiful to your Allah, or fear Allah. واخشوا يوما, and fear the day, لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. Oh mankind, fear Allah and fear the day when parents are not going to help their sons and daughters of anything. And the day when the parents, the sons and daughters are not going to help the parents anything. Inna wa'ada Allahi haqqo. Indeed, the promise of Allah is true. We are going to meet Allah. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Let not the simple celebrations of the dunya take you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ الْغَرُورُ. And let not the chief deceiver, Shaytan, deceive you against Allah and take you away from Allah. Allah said in the Quran that if our parents, we are supposed to obey our parents in all situations, but if it comes to disobeying Allah, we don't obey our parents. If it comes to disobeying Allah, we don't obey our parents, but in a respectable manner. Alhamdulillah, ma'am, dad, you invited me for over Christmas celebrations, but our deen, not me, our deen says A, B, C, D. But the problem is, we fear to be called Muslims. And we fear to tell the people the truth that we are Muslims and our deen says so and so. Be frank to them. Tell them Imam is A, B, C, D. Because if you fear them, you're going to hell. Or you're going to meet Allah. And the day you're going to meet Allah, they will not be in position to help you out. وَخْشَوْ يَوْمَ لَا يَجِزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا ان وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياه الدنيا ولا تغرنكم بالله الغرور. Fear Allah. واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه الى الله. Before you do anything, remember and fear the day when you're going to be brought back to Allah. That is what is very important to us. Before you do anything, just remember the day when you're going to be taken back to Allah. What am I going with back? What am I going to show him? Who are my friends? Because I was fearing to tell them, I was fearing to refute or to reject the invitations. And I attended to make them happy, to make them feel good. What is going to happen? Allah says in the Quran, يوم يعض الظالم على يديه. The day when the ظالمين will start biting their hands or their fingertips. يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. Woe to me, had I followed the path of the Rasul, of the Messenger. يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا. Woe to me, had I not made so and so my friend. We are in the front of Allah, we are in the side of Allah now. Because we feared to tell so and so, A, B, C. Now we are in the side of Allah, liberating. And nothing is availing us. No one is there to save us. No one is there to protect us. No one is there to help us. Had I not made so and so my friend, لَقَدْ أَعْضَلْنَا عَنْ ذِكْرِي بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He made me go astray to leave the truth when it came to me. You will be a witness of yourself. Because the people came, messengers came and told you. But now you're liberating and it's too late. Too late, no more chance. Allah says, the Prophet said, "Man tashabaha bi qawmin fa huwa minhum." Whoever may imitate a people or a group of people is of them. If you imitate the non-believers, you are among the non-believers. You go, being a non-believer means you're going to hell. Allah says in the Quran, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." "Ushuru alladhina zalamu wa azwajuhum wa ma kanu ya'budun." Allah is going to tell the angels to assemble those who transgressed, who went against the commandments of Allah, and whatever they followed or they used to worship. Min dunillahi fa'uduhum ila siratil jahim. Those they used to worship or they went against the rule, the commands of Allah, assemble them and lead them to Jahim. But before them, they are going to Jahim, Allah will tell them, what if whom? He's saying the angels. But please, first wait. They need to be questioned. What if whom? Innahum mas'udun. Stop. They have to be questioned. I mean questioned. Malakum la tanasaruna. Why aren't you helping one another? Because you used to be there for one another on dunya. I remember my friend invited me. I have to go, you know, neighbors, brothers, you know, Islam. That's what he tells us. You have to respond when your neighbor calls you. You have to be there. Malakum la tanasaruna. Why aren't you helping one another as you used to help one another in the dunya, going against Allah's command? Balhumul yawma mustaslimun. But on that day, they will be all surrendering. They tell them, stop, they stop. Go, they go. Sit, they sit. Stand, they stand. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمَ عَلَى بَعْضِ يَتَسَأَلُونَ. What is going to happen? They are going to turn to each one of them, to their friends. And they will now start asking them questions. It's you. إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَأْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ. It's you who used to come to us from the right, beautifying the wrongs. Because alhamdulillah, even the ulamas, those who have knowledge of deen, they are those who mislead the people. Alhamdulillah, you can take part in celebrations. Now we are cursing them. It's you who used to come to us beautifying these evil things. Okay, it may be true that we used to come to you, but you were also not believers. We are questioning ourselves in the sight of Allah because things are worse now. We have nowhere to go. Things have become tough because we used to go against Allah's commands. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. Please, we didn't have authority over you. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا طَاغِينَ. But we were transgressing people, you guys. We had no authority over you on the world. But you were transgressing people. You used to obey, to disobey Allah's command willingly. You knew. Because you were not believers. But they will be having no one to avail them or to help them. They are going to be thrown to hellfire. فَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا غَاوِينَ. Okay, we led you astray because we are also astray. So we should be very careful during this time, on these days, because Allah's anger is as close as you may understand. anything can happen. Anything can happen. There is nothing. It's a very grave sin to say that Allah gave birth to someone. As'alullah an yaghfira dhunuba. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala nabiyyi wa ba'd. Is it permissible to accept gifts from our non-Muslim companions or brothers or sisters or whatever? Alhamdulillah, it's not permissible. It's not permissible. We are not supposed to get gifts. But there are different situations. There is a situation whereby some of the people do work like for companies, and at the end of each year, they are given bonuses. But what they do some of the time, the employers, they do give them their checks, because some of them think most of we celebrate Christmas. They give them their pay before Christmas, assuming that they are going to take to at least to have something to celebrate with. That is not haram. Like, if you are being given a bonus at the end of each year of yours, that is no problem. But if he gives you something specifically because of Christmas, however much that money may be, the much you may think of, however much it may be, it's a haram. Please tell him or her that it's A, B, C. Be frank to him. He fires you. When he fires you, Allah is going to get you something better. And I'm very sure he will not. He will just need to know. He will just want to know more about what you tell him or her. So we should not be afraid of anything. We should tell them the truth, and they have to know the truth. We should not fear to be Muslims. Because Allah told us, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dinan." That is the creator of the universe. "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum." Today I have made a perfected your religion for you. "Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati." And I have completed my favor upon you Muslims. "Wa raditu lakum al-islam dinan." And I have chosen you Islam as your deen. Alhamdulillah. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغْ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever will come with a deen to Allah which was not Islam is not going to be accepted, and is going to be among the losers on the day of judgment. So we should be careful, brothers and sisters. Lastly, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. You should remember that. حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا فيدخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلي اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة.